Let's talk about Invincible, Season 1, Episode 6. You look kind of dead. This is where we see Mark recover. We see him try to patch things up. And we see him head to a weekend college getaway where he then has to get in a big fight.
Naim, had you watched, were you keeping up week after week on this, or?
I watched every episode of Invincible last night.
Okay, great. That means you are the only person I trust. I don't trust John, who's not seen any of these. I don't trust Tom, who watched them in the same order I did, but I do trust you, who binged it, which means you get the artificial boost of binging a thing. I want to say about this one episode that there's no such thing as a bad episode of Invincible.
That means he didn't like it.
But there does have to be...
He said the same thing the last time I was on when he talked about WandaVision.
There does have to be, mathematically, a least good episode.
I thought this episode was not good.
Yes! I did it! Tom, it works! It's the best rhetorical device!
I know. Well, again, you did the same thing when I was on last time, so I caught it. But I was not, I thought, first of all, the relationship drama just feels so manufactured. Yes, superhero, blah, 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 whatever. His excuse was perfectly reasonable. I went to go get help. And as soon as he says that, you hear police sirens in the background. That's a perfectly reasonable explanation. Also, it's not like Amber and Rick were doing anything. They were just sort of standing there. So like, why didn't you also just stand their mouth agape with us? Like, what are you talking about? There's nothing. There's nothing there. I mentioned, I think, in the main show that I read the Invincible comics. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them. It's been like 10 years. I'm so much less interested in this show in the Mark story than I am in the story surrounding Omni-Man and you know what he did. This was a very Mark heavy episode. I know the show is called Invincible and it should be about Invincible, but the parts with him are a lot less interesting. Although again, like the previous episode, more interesting. He's trying to do his own thing. This was just like, hey, let's do a filler episode where we go to a college visit. And then also there's a bad guy who's Ezra Miller. And it's like, okay, cool, I guess. Yeah, fine.
Tom?
I wasn't enthralled by this episode, but I thought it had good beats. I didn't mind the relationship stuff. I think it's pretty strong. I think it's all understandable. I think Amber not being happy with Mark is built on consistent disappointments. Yes, it is a little bit unreasonable to be like, why did you move when we stood there? But it's also her holding him to a little bit of higher standard. Like she's told him he's on thin ice. And where I think a lot of people may differ is you want him to tell her, and I'm sitting there going, just tell her, just say, you know, here's the real truth. And his friend discovers the real truth. And you're like, maybe the friend will slip up and let her know, what's going on. But you know, at this point it's whether you like that relationship drama being as prominent in the story or not. It is very prominent in this episode. And if you're not as interested in the relationship drama, then you're not going to like this episode as much. There's some other good stuff happening around the corners here too. Like Eve ditching her parents and going to say, you know what, I'm going to use my superhero powers for humanitarian things. Right. There's also the Mahler twins secretly trying to
that
clone the immortal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of seeds being planted in this episode as well.
Yeah, the seeds I definitely liked a whole lot more than the meat, I agree that he could just tell her, but also like they're 17 and they've been dating for 3 months. Like, should he really tell her his secret? Because as Eve said in a previous episode, like once you tell her, that's the ball game. So do you?
But is that why he's not telling her?
I mean. That's why I wouldn't, like, you don't know. You don't know if this is a person you're going to be with for the rest of your life, or if you're just going to have an ex out there somewhere who knows that you're a superhero.
I don't think he's making that decision that rationally. I think he's not telling her because he thinks he's not supposed to.
Maybe.
I think
if it was as rational as like, I don't know if she should know because she might not be the one, I think he would tell her if that's all it was.
I also don't think Amber is the end game for the relationship goal of the character. Like, he's clearly going to end up with Eve anyway, or another superhero character that's introduced later. But I don't think that, like, so it just feels like, okay, we're going to continue. It feels a little overwrought to me, in fact.
I will say that I think both of you guys nailed it in so far as the best parts, like we'll eventually find out why this episode was the way it was, but the meat that was presented is not the hero of the story. I think that it's the seasonings on the side that are going to eventually yield incredible things in the next or episode after that, or whatever.
To the big fight between Invincible and Omni-Man that's inevitably coming.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for the record, overwrought is a state of nervous excitement or anxiety.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, and it makes me anxious. There we go. That's
all right, that's Invincible. You Look Kind of Dead, episode 6, season 1.